It is Monday, July 22nd, 2013. This is Ozarks at Large. I'm Christina Thomas, and with me is Becca Martin Brown. She is features editor at Northwest Arkansas Newspapers.
So, it's not really that hot.
I mean, for July, 90s,
Except it's been that hot for a really long time.
Yeah.
So we decided in Friday's edition of What's Up to do a little beat the heat sort of work.
Okay.
Things you can do to cool off. And we found a couple of really cool things. There's a program called Kids Bowl Free.
I love bowling.
It's now in its fifth year, and you sign up your kids. The ages are different depending on the bowling center, but you sign up your kids, and they can bowl two free games every day all summer long.
That's a lot of bowling.
Mm-hmm. Fast Lanes Entertainment in Lowell offers this from 10 to 3, Tuesday through Saturday, and all day Sunday and Monday through August 26th, and it's ages 15 and younger.
Oh, I was going to say, well, if they're old enough, you could just drop them off.
But yeah, no.
Yeah.
Probably not. You got to pay for your shoes. Midland Bowl in Fort Smith offers this program all day Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday, and until 7 on Friday, Saturday, and Sunday through September 15th. That's ages 15 and younger. And Bowling World in Fort Smith offers it all day Monday and Tuesday until 7, Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday, and until 5 on Saturday through August 24th for ages 18 and younger. Also, the last two shows of the Malco Kids Summer Film Fest. This happens at 10 a.m. on Tuesdays and Wednesdays at the Malco Razorback Cinema in Fayetteville, Pinnacle Hills in Rogers, and the Fort Smith Cinema. And the last two shows are Alvin and the Chipmunks, The Squeakquel, and Alvin and the Chipmunks, Chipwrecked.
Okay.
Tickets are $2.
I can't believe we're already ending summer things.
I know. And also, you can plan ahead for next weekend when the Young Actors Guild in Fort Smith is presenting Freckle Face Strawberry based on the book. And the first show is at 7 o'clock on Thursday at Arkansas Best Performing Arts Center. Tickets are $10 to $12. And you can check out yagonline.org.
All right. Thanks, Becca. Becca Martin Brown is features editor with Northwest Arkansas Newspapers.